Welcome back, guys, to the Raymond in Your Ear podcast. I'm Raymond, and I'm in your ear, man. Guys, hopefully things are going well wherever you are in the country or around the world. The beautiful thing about, man, technology allows us to share our thoughts, man, share our images, share our lives, share our video, if you're a content creator with video, with the web, you know, and the web is all over the world, right? WWW, World Wide Web. So wherever you are in the world, man, hopefully things are going well for you. And I hope this podcast just, you know, just adds some value to your day, this particular episode. Man, if you clicked on this title, then you're one of these new weirdos, right? You're one of the cool kids now that are online and your head's down and you're on your Instagram, you're on your Snapchat, and some of your friends and maybe some of your family and maybe your boyfriend, girlfriend, or spouse is looking at you like you're weird or some obsessed person with the phone, because you're like, they're saying stuff like this, man, you're always on that phone. you're addicted. You know what I mean? So if you're one of those people, welcome. Welcome to the club of, man, social media kind of influencers or content creators or folks that are just in the social media space. Do not feel bad about it. Do not feel indifferent about it. You know what I mean? Like, this is the new marketing, guys. This is the new platform to network and to share with other people. So listen, I get it as well. Luckily, I have a spouse, you know, and I have some good friends that understand what I'm doing. Many people that are in the industry. But I still have people, family and friends, that are kind of like, why is your head always down there on that phone? You know, and again, I've said it before and I'll say it again. I think if we were creating content on a laptop, if we had our laptop open, you know, at family events and friend gatherings, then it wouldn't be a problem, because we would look like every other normal quote-unquote businessman. Doesn't look like we're doing business when we're making videos and recording stuff and taking photos, but we are, right? So if you're clicking on this, guys, and the title being, you know, the secret to making content creating easy on Instagram. And of course, I put Instagram in the title, guys, but it could be any content platform, sharing platform that's out there. And I know that, you know, I've done tons and tons of coaching calls. For those of you guys that are joining me for the very first time, my name is Raymond Torregano once again, and my business is Torregano Group. It is a one-part education, online education company. We provide that. One-part brand strategy in particular. We kind of double down on the platform of Instagram because of its so many different layers that you can use it to get your message out for your business, your brand, your idea, your concept, as well as, you know, having myself almost on a personal level, just speaking, en route to do a lot of speaking between now and the new year. So in my coaching segment of what I do, right, I talk to people often about their business and what their undoubtedly what the conversation tends to become is about, how do I win online? You know what I mean? Like, how do I get my message out? Because I got this product, you know, I'm selling these amazing cupcakes, or I'm working on this business. I got this barbershop, or man, I'm thinking about this idea for event planning, or man, I'm looking at this application, or I'm thinking about this online magazine. Right? How can I win online? Like, how can I win on Instagram? And you know, there's a lot of things I can say, but I'm going to give you the secret sauce right here. This is the best you're going to get on the internet. This is how you win at content creating on a daily basis and making it very easy, let's say on a platform like Instagram. Y'all ready? Here it is. Be your damn self. Yep. I just gave you the cure. I just helped you. I helped you out. Somebody said, Ray, it's got to be more. No, there's not any more. That's really the secret. And once you unlock and unpack that as the secret sauce, oh, this shit get real, real easy. Because you really got to come to grips with, all I got is who I am, right? And once I begin to display and show my regular ass life. Say it with me. Regular ass life. Hopefully you're not around anybody that would judge you for using the word ass. Say it with me one more time. I just going to use my regular ass life and I'm going to display it in a way, because now I'm sharing this with the world. Let's say something like Instagram has 1 billion a month active users. I think I'm going to collect enough people that are into what I am, all that makes me me. If I came over to your house right now and I started to ask you, tell me about your life. Most of you listening to this, I would have to like pause you and shut you up, because everybody loves talking about themselves. Everybody likes talking about themselves. Tell me your accomplishments. Tell me where you grew up. Tell me where you work at. What do you love? What's your zodiac? What's your favorite food? Who was the love of your life? What boyfriend are you you don't even want to see no more? What was your first home? What was your first pet? See, who you are is easy to converse about. You know what I mean? Nobody wakes up and says, you know, Seth Godin says on an interview one time, he says, nobody wakes up and really gets, people say they get writer's block, but nobody gets talker's block. They don't wake up like, you know, I don't know what to say. Everybody talks, guys. We got to tell little people, you know what I mean? My 5-year-old nephew, you know what I mean? We got to tell him sometime, Bryce, okay, that's enough. No more talking, right? Even though we love him to talk, right? But I'm saying everybody loves to talk, but what's happening is somehow the psychology of social media, the kind of underlying conscious or maybe subconscious behavior that's being developed, is that I have to display their life. Like, how, Ray, tell me how to make my life look like their life. And I spend an exuberant amount of time. Often I'm en route next week going to Mississippi, excited about this latest speaking engagement, because these are some people that I've never met before. But undoubtedly, I'm going to get the same conversation. You know, how do I win online? And what I'm going to tell them, I'm going to have a lot of other things to say. But what I'm going to basically tell the group is what I tell in my coaching calls, is what I used to tell my staff, is what I tell my peers, is what I tell when I speak to a college or a group of entrepreneurs or online on a live video or in my online education platform for hairstylists. Doesn't matter where I'm at. You know what I say? Just be you. Now, before I unpack that and say that, listen, you can't beat Ciara or Kim Kardashian or Beyonce or your best friend or the local popular blogger or the local popular, I don't know, restaurant. You can't beat them at being them. What we need to do and have to do is to look at our own inventory of our lives and realize that it is interesting to the people that are following you, and it is interesting and wildly interesting to so many other people around the world. I'll pause for a second before I use an analogy that I think that it can help. Many, many people in social, right, in business in particular, not enough people use the platform of Pinterest, not for business. I realized that it's a very, very, very popular platform for my former clients that was in my salon, or client people that are around my age, 20, 30, 40 years old, whatever, that bracket, right? Right? I realized that it's a very popular platform for the average American woman in particular, and around the world for that matter. But Pinterest is very, very interesting. I think that Pinterest is probably the most truest and purest social media platform. Let me tell you why. Because Pinterest is not about what you look like. Pinterest is not about where you live. Pinterest is not about what part of the country or economic status, that financial status that you are in life. It's not really about your weight or your height. Pinterest is about pinning your interest. Oh, man. So you will find that the people that are friends on Pinterest is one of the most diverse group of friends, because it's about what they like. It's about their interests. For instance, my wife is, believe it or not, a very much a car person. Like, we're looking to purchase a car soon. You know what? I kind of need wheels. I need a little space, and I want a good radio. That's about it. I'm not really into vehicles like that. I kind of got a little taste when it comes to cars and trucks, but not like that. My wife, on the other hand, yo, let me go out and just get a vehicle without her coming to check it out. Oh, she's going to lose her damn mind, because she's really into cars and fast and engine and design and retro cars and interiors and metals. And I'm like, yo, sometimes it bugs me out. You would think, typically, I don't want to be stereotypical, you'd think she's the dude, right? But here's the deal. She has an entire Pinterest board dedicated to cars. So people that like that board are not typically like her. They're different races, they're different genders, they're different ages, because Pinterest is about your interests. I'm getting to a point, guys, bear with me. Pinterest is about your interests. She may have a board about Delta Sigma Theta. She might have a board about home interior. She may have a board about travel. She may have a board about books, right, that she reads. She's really, really a reader, really into books. She actually leads and has developed a book club, right? So it's not really about your face, right? It's not really about Facebook. It's not really about Instagram, your photos of each other. Because that, sometimes that can pigeonhole you to all your friends being one race, or all your friends being one age bracket, or all of them being one gender, where Pinterest is really about who you really are. Now, here's my point. Before I get to the PowerPoint about the secret sauce, guys, is really embracing who you are. Guys, think about who you are right now. Let's use me for instance. If you know me, have met me, have seen me, or are able to get past this podcast voice and know anything about what I look like. Let's take my wife, for instance. We're married. Now, if she's dating me and dreaming that she really wants to be with my best friend and kinfolk, Cash Parish in New Orleans, who is very, very light-skinned. If she's into light-skinned guys, it ain't gonna work because I ain't light-skinned. And I can't be light skinned. You know what I'm saying? If she's into a guy with locks, my brother used to have locks down his back, you know, 20 inches of hair. I went bald at like 22, 23. So if you're not into bald headed, dark skinned guys, we're already kind of like, this ain't gonna work out. We joke because my wife is fairly tall. She's right at about 6 feet. And I say that I'm 6 feet, but the secret is I'm probably in between 5'11 and 6 feet. So I'm not eye level, right? So all of my guys out there looking at it, watching this, listen, tell them don't wear heels if you with a tall girl, man. The pictures in the wedding don't look good. I'm just letting you know. But we'll joke that she thought she was going to be with a taller guy because she's a tall girl, right? She's a tall woman. But here's the deal. Hey, sweetie, this is all you got. This is it. 6 feet tall, dark skin. You know, you met me with jacked up teeth. Luckily, you know, she had the presence of mind to put some braces on my teeth. And this is who I am. Now, what's my point? My point is we are able to kind of lean into that. Some of you out there, and I hope this isn't too mannish, but some of my ladies out there that are watching this, you are a chocolate girl. And the guy or girl, let's keep it real, it's 2018. But the person that you're with, if they're into you, I guarantee they have some type of affinity or like to your complexion. You can't change that. If you're a curvy girl, the guy that you're with or the girl that you're with or the person that you're with, I just feel the need to kind of put that out there because I've been in the beauty industry for 20 years. So I haven't seen it all. But the person that you're with, they are not, hopefully they're not dreaming about being with somebody that's a size 2 if you are a curvy, voluptuous size 18. There are tons of guys that like curvy girls. There are tons of girls that like short guys. There are tons of people that like blue collar guys. There are tons of people out there that like someone that's into technology. Listen, I have a good friend of mine who is into Comic-Con. And guess what? I probably haven't even seen her post this weekend because she's probably out there getting her Comic-Con thing on. But if you were not the guy that married her, guess what? He's into Comic-Con too. He's a magician on his side job when he's not working his 9-to-5. So they are a perfect relationship. Now, you may say, I would never date a girl that's into dressing up in costumes. Well, that's why she's not your girl. What is my point? Guys, if you can understand that the person that's dating you or married to you or with you as a friend, they're probably into the same thing that you naturally are. They're probably into your weird laugh. They're probably into the fact that you got a southern drawl and you got a gap and you got freckles or whatever you are. So if we can grab that concept, we must take that over into social media. Let's take Instagram, for instance. Guys, when you're creating your Instagram stories, don't try to do anything that's fabricated. Don't try to show people a life that's not yours. If you're a dad and you got a dog or you got a cat and you work at the local Home Depot and on the weekends you're really into golf, that's your life. If you're a female and you're in a sorority But on the low, separate from that, you're really into cars and you don't really have children. So you're into your niece or your nephew, or you're a daughter, you're a girl and you got all brothers. That's your life. Now, what you have to do is the first thing to be a kick-ass content creator online is embrace your life. Really take an inventory. Who am I? Where am I from? What do I do? Now, what's going to make this super easy is to go from creating some fictitious or fabricated content, then to pulling from your regular life and realize when you get up and you get in your car, your followers want to know what you're listening to. Whether it's Kiki, Do You Love Me? Or whether it's Beethoven. They want to know what you're into. They want to know where you work. People are curious about what apps are on your phone. People want to know, are you dating? Are you in a relationship? People want to know, what food places do you like to go to? People are interested in, where do you go for vacation? What are some insecurities that you have? What things about you do you love about yourself? Who are your cool friends? Somebody say, I don't want to show my private life. Well, you don't maybe have to show your private life, right? Or you don't have to show your personal life. But guys, all we're asking you to do really with social media exchange is show the life of your personality. Does that make sense? Let me say that again. Not your personal life. Maybe not your sock drawer, your underwear drawer, but show me who you are. And once you just embrace, yo, all I can be is all I can be, now what I'm going to do is utilize the platform that I'm using by the quote unquote rules that makes this platform unique. For instance, Instagram is about photos. So show your regular ass life, just show it through a compelling lens on photo. Now we can talk about how to take better pictures. We can talk about how to write better captions for Twitter. We can talk about how to maybe have a little better lighting for live video on Periscope. We can talk about maybe some editing tricks on YouTube. But most of the time, tips and tricks on YouTube. But most of the time, that's not what people are having to struggle with. They're having a struggle with all of the content that's in their phone. All of the things that are happening in their life. All of the things that makes them unique and special in their regular. People say, well, my life's boring. Who's judging? The only reason why somebody would ever say that their life is boring is because secretly they think they have to be Kim Kardashian online. But that's not true. They think they have to be some blogger with 5 million subscribers online. But that's not true. Some people online are moms and dads and live in apartments and are raising their children and don't really do a whole lot of jumping out of planes and walking down red carpets for real. They lead their regular life. And what happens is sometimes the most basic and common thing that makes us normal is the thing that draws in more and more and more people to follow us, because the reality is everybody living a pretty normal ass life. Everybody doesn't live in Vegas. Everybody doesn't live in Los Angeles or Miami or Atlanta, Georgia, downtown in some loft overlooking the city. Most people lead regular ass lives. They raise their children. They got a pet. They got their favorite television show. They got their favorite headscarf. I know I got my same red blanket. Don't use it. I got a certain spot on the couch that I like. Don't sit there. It's got my butt print. Do not sit there. Like, this is normal. And guess what? That's what makes it compelling. So then all you got to do is just deliver it in a way through the photo, through the video, that makes the other people kind of draw into your regular life. I'm telling you guys, that sounds so simple. Somebody said, well, Ray, I don't understand Snapchat. I don't understand Instagram stories. That's why I don't use it. You understand it. It's not hard to understand. You get 4 seconds for a photo. You get 15 seconds for a video. And what they're asking you to do is interact, right? And connect with the people that are following you, whether it's 100 people or 100 million, by showing snapshots of your day. People do not use that platform, not because they don't understand it. It's because they feel like, who wants to look at my regular life? So many people. Who wants to see where I work? So many people. They're probably more interested in who you are and how you are, which is going to, watch this, begin to know you, begin to like you, begin to trust you, which will then convert them, here's the secret, into considering doing business with you. That's it. That's really it, guys. Everything else is just layered icing on top of the cake. The game is to be social on the media. Be your regular ass self. Somebody say, Ray, you shouldn't cuss on your podcast. I regularly use profanity. So I'm going to say shit sometimes on the podcast. And if I get really, really, really mad, I might drop a F-bomb on here. But that's who I am normally. I'm not going to be something different online. I'm corny. I'm going to be corny on the podcast. Yo, I'm a movie nerd. So I couldn't wait to wake up this morning and watch the damn Aquaman trailer that I waited to watch so I can Chromecast it to my 90-inch television at my house. I didn't want to watch it on the phone. I wanted to see it on the screen. And I wanted to see the extended trailer that was going to drop on the DC Comics YouTube channel. I didn't want to see nothing on Instagram. I wanted to see the big boy. Now, guess what? Somebody's watching this who is a movie nerd, who is into Marvel, who's into DC, and they're like, yeah, man, I can't wait till Aquaman comes out too. And that's social media. Now, that's why I say, now, you mean to tell me that's going to make somebody do business with you for branding, for education, for speaking? Yes. Yes. I can tell you time and time again that the bookings that I'm getting, that the coaching commitments that I'm getting, right, that the opportunities for people to join who I am, it's not so much just because I'm amazingly talented. I am. I'm just kidding. Right? I told you I was corny. It's not just the talent or the work. It's the fact that people like, yo, Ray, I like you. I'm into you. Other people do what I do, but somebody's going to make a choice. Whatever your business is, whatever your brand is, whatever your product is, it's based upon how connected they feel to the brand, which is ultimately how connected they feel to the people. They feel to the people behind the brand. That's so important that I know it's lost because everything is glossy. Everything is filtered. Everything is fabricated by so many other folk, or the life that people are living. We're so drawn to it to think, come on, if you're living in Savannah, Georgia, there's no way you can fabricate a life of somebody that's living in Bel Air, California. Just cut it out. What you can show is River Street in Savannah. What you can show is the water. What you can show is crab night every weekend with your friends and at the seafood spot. What you can show is the music in Savannah. If you're from New Orleans, Louisiana, show your city. Show your neighborhood. Show your friends. Listen, man, if you're a teacher, show what it means to be a teacher. If you're whatever you are, the secret sauce is to just look at your life and no longer be shameful of it, be apologetic for it. Listen, realize that there's some people out there that are into your interests, that are into what you are. Just like I'm going back to the dating example. You can't walk around here. Would you be consciously, as a curvy girl, trying to find guys that were into skinny girls? You wouldn't. And I use that because I've worked in the beauty industry so long, and I've seen so many people that were not, you know, confident in themselves. I mean, I worked in the confidence building business, but I also met so many people that were petite, that were tall, that were curvy, that had natural hair, that had long hair, that had curly hair, that had an accent, that had a whatever. And I've met so many confident people. And when you're confident, the people that are into that, they find you. They draw into you. Listen, man. Listen, I have been in situations where everybody is in. I just did a speaking engagement in February. And people were there. And a part of their branding, their everyday, is to be suited and booted. Right? Ties on. Blazer on. You know, really, really clean cut. That's not me. That's not me. It's probably going to never be me. Even though I can lay a suit out, that's not really going to be who I am. Who I am is, I'm a t-shirt junkie. Who I am is, I'm really into sneakers. I like denim. So guess what? I made that a part of who I am. Well, you might not get booked for that. I don't want to be booked by anybody that doesn't want to take me who I am, right? I'm going to speak about the things that make me unique. And once you do that, man, this shit get easy, guys. It get easy to post content online because all I'm going to do is just show my regular life. I just posted, right, something on my timeline that was just sitting in my phone. It was the latest picture that was up on my phone. Now, I tell a story to share with my audience, but I don't overthink it. And most of us are having trouble in our social media content creating because we're really, really overthinking this shit, bro. We're really trying to make this some type of, you know, make the perfect grid or the perfect photo or the perfect, guys, people don't want perfect. Social media is about real. That's very, very, very different. They don't want something fabricated and false and fictitious. That's not, even if they double tap on the photo, that's not what they want. Think about the most popular thing that's on TV now. It's reality TV. Real TV. Reality TV. Just be who you are, man. And if you just deliver it in a cool way, right? Meaning, take great angles of the photos, but don't change what's in the photo just to take a better angle of it. Do a better storytelling when you're in stories, but don't, you don't have to fake your life and sit next to a Beamer that's not really yours. Show people that you have a Honda Civic. And you know how many people got a Honda Civic that don't got a Beamer? Plenty. Plenty. I'm telling you, when you get that, and every person that's worked with me, every person that has got a hold to their life, right? I think about a client that's in Portland, Oregon. I stress to her, man, use your life. Use your background. I think about a client that's in Lansing, Chicago. Use your life. You're in the south suburbs of Chicago. Don't use nobody else's life. I think about a client that's in Florida, or it's got a cake company or a t-shirt company. We work with so many different brands now, not just in the beauty industry. And the people that get it, they're like, man, this has gotten so much easier now. It's because all I'm gonna do is just be myself. I'm a mom, so I use my children because they're always around me. Man, I'm a dog lover, so I use my children. I have another client, in a way, he's got a cat. Now, a lot of people don't have cats, but a lot of people love cats. So guess what? Every other frame, her cat is on there, to the point that I'm more than sure I can ask her, if she goes too many stories and doesn't show her cat Bandit, people are like, where's my cat? I like to see him on your timeline. Another friend, she has a dog. She's even said it, yo man, people are in my DM asking me, where's Louie? They actually like when I walk my dog and I talk to them. God, that's so easy now. Because it's your regular life. It's your regular features. It's who you are. All I can be is Ray from New Orleans, son to Imelda, son to Raymond. My parents are divorced. I'm named after my dad. I got a younger brother that's 9 years younger than me. My mom's a twin. I grew up in Marietta, Georgia. I eventually moved to Columbus, Georgia. Columbus is not like Vegas, but I'm gonna utilize where I am. I got a background in beauty. I've been married 6 years. You know what I mean? I'm not a dad yet. I could be, you know, down the line, but I'm not now. You know what I mean? Like, this is my life. I drive a regular car. Even when the fancy, you know, glorious vehicles are coming or have come, that's probably going to be the wife driving that. I'm probably going to be in a work truck. I'm a regular cat. But what I also am is I know some things that I can share with people. I can add value about building a business. I can add value about telling people how to deal with leadership positions. I can add value on my page while I'm showing you that I'm really in an Aquaman. The next frame might be, guys, always remember to really understand to be social on the media. Make sure your bio is together. Make sure you get this type of lighting. You know what I mean? I can share what I know. And share it in a manner by maybe hashtagging it or sharing it to the people. And then people will find me. Now, here's the deal. Once you share your regular ass life, you have to be patient, guys, to allow people to find you. You can't look for the immediate viral video and a million likes like Beyonce gets on a photo. It's Beyonce. I'm not her. And honestly, you don't want to be her. It's a lot of pressure being Beyonce, Carter knows. So I would encourage you to just really do some inventory, guys. Look around your car, your room, your neighborhood, your city, your house. And it's going to change your content online. I think about the beauty industry in particular. So many people don't realize this, but so much of people's content looks exactly the same as everybody else's because they're convinced. I'm so in, you know, kind of pre-programmed and seduced by what other people are doing. I'm trying to put on my timeline what I see other people doing, and they're missing what's going to make them unique, their point of view, their stance, their city. For instance, the average hairdresser is posting hair all freaking day long. I don't know how many times I get to tell people in the beauty industry, guys, your content is going to be so much more well-rounded if you don't just post what you do. Think about it. If you met somebody, you went out on a date, and they spent 45 minutes, 2 hours, 3 hours, and all they talked about was what they did for a living, and they kept showing you, look at me, look at me, look at me, without including relationships and thoughts and opinions and stances and fears and insecurities and goals. You want to meet all of those things about the person. So guys, mix it up. Mix up who you are, not what you do, and certainly not somebody else's life. And it's going to get so much easier. Just let it fly. Well, I don't be thinking about posting pictures. Not true. The average person in any type of small business, brand, product, influencer, whatever, they got tons of photos in their phone. They got tons of video content in their phone. Everybody does. The point is they don't want to release it because it doesn't feel appropriate. It doesn't feel like it's popping. It doesn't feel like it's lit. Well, let the city decide. Let the world decide. Let the people of Instagram decide. Because now remember, guys, you're not just marketing to your friends or your neighborhood. You're showing your content to the world. The potential of somebody seeing your stuff in Atlanta, Georgia could easily be seen in Spokane, Washington. Wow. Montreal, Canada. Ray, come on. Listen, I'm telling you from experience that I got relationships with people all over the world. Somebody's watching this in another country, guys. Let alone they're not in the United States. People are watching this all over the world, in Ireland, in the UK, in Australia, in China. Shout out to the people that are in my tribe membership, guys, in Africa, on the West Coast, California. I am no longer limited to my neighborhood. I can be exactly who I am, and like Pinterest, people can dig me for my interests. Not what I look like. Not that I don't look like the next person. I'm me. And everybody's unique. Everybody's got something special. Everybody. And once you tap into what makes you, you, oh man, it gets really easy. All you got to do is just be yourself and just share it with people on a regular basis and interact, right? Being social on the media, and you're going to be wildly surprised how those are the things that actually grow your business. Those are the things that actually grow your brand. Think about it. The most popular thing that's online right now is lifestyle blogging. And what people are doing is just making their regular life in Atlanta, in urban America, in the city, in corporate, blue collar, raising children, raising adopted children, whatever, picking out a Christmas, whatever. They're just really showing their regular life. That's how we buy things. We don't want to be sold things. We just want to see people doing something normal and regular. Shout out to the lightning that's outside of the studio. People, we just want to see people living their regular life. And because we like them, we trust their judgment. We trust their choices. We trust what they're offering us. And that's how people select things. That's it. That's how that, listen, we're all headed out to this On the Run 2 tour. I know I'm going. But it's because I really want to see the concert. Yeah. But the bigger thing is, I like Jay-Z as a person. I like Beyonce as a person, and I like the Carters as a couple. I like them. So pretty much anything that they do, I'm with it. And that's how people buy into your brand. That's how you get brand loyalty. I'm into them. So you can't hide yourself, guys. If you're doing that, you're missing the whole boat. You got to unpack all of that. You got to unpack all that makes you unique. And don't listen to those old comments from your family and your mother and your father that told you, shut down. Don't say nothing. Don't ask nobody for no food. You too loud. You too extra. The opposite is true on social media. Show exactly who you are. Everything that you're into and everything that makes you special. Everything that everybody told you to turn down to one, crank that shit up to 10 and watch your brand and your business explode. Guys, I appreciate you for stopping by the Raymond in Your Ear podcast. Now get out there, guys, and live.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.